Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am Liam Killeen, President and Chief Executive of Wells Enterprises, and I'd like to officially welcome you here today. Our many dignitaries, our great partners, community members, most definitely our many Wells team members here this afternoon. I'd also like to recognize some special guests with us from Dunkirk Planning and Development, Director Vince DeJoy. Mayor of Fredonia, Michael Ferguson. We have representatives from Senator George Borrello's office. Good afternoon. And all of our partners in local government. Thank you. I also want to thank the Dunkirk Armory and the many respected service members stationed here for the use of your facility in making this afternoon possible. We're truly honored to have you in the neighborhood. It's just been 5 years since Wells welcomed the Dunkirk manufacturing facility and its dedicated team into the Wells family. And today, our team in Dunkirk is a critical part of our over 4,000 strong team nationwide. Our company history now goes back 110 years, and we have grown to be the largest privately owned ice cream manufacturer in the country. I think it's our privilege to make products that people love. It's really in a category that is all about fun and joy. We produce over 200 million gallons of ice cream every year. We offer hundreds of flavors, varieties, through our leading brands, Blue Bunny, Halo Top, and Bomb Pop. We literally bring smiles to millions of people and memories to families every day. For us, like today's celebration symbolizes our growth, and it's a testament to our commitment to innovation, to industry leadership, our communities where we operate, and also the fact that Dunkirk plays a crucial role in the growth of our company. As many of you know, Wells was acquired by the Ferrero Group at the beginning of last year. And from day one of that relationship, Ferrero's support and investment in our growth ambition has never wavered. I think you see the evidence of it now all of the time. Our decision to build this new state-of-the-art facility has their full backing. And I'd like to acknowledge and thank our Ferrero leadership for their partnership, their passion, and their commitment to our future with this project. Thank you. So with that commitment, what was originally envisioned as a $250 million project to grow the Wells business is now a planned investment reaching well over $400 million right here in Dunkirk. That investment will expand our production capacity, allow for the installation of all new state-of-the-art production lines, and establish a custom chocolate manufacturing facility within the plant. In addition, modern offices, break rooms, facilities included to create the best work environment for our team members. As you can see from certainly that picture, the design and layout of the new Wells Dunkirk manufacturing plant will be one that Wells and Dunkirk can rightly be proud of. This new facility will not just be a place where the best ice cream in the country is made, but it's also a direct reflection of the importance of community and company working together. It will sustain and create hundreds of job opportunities. It will stimulate the local economy. It will provide stability for families and for the community and truly reflect how we live our purpose every day. At Wells, we say, together we sweeten life. This project is only made possible through the hard work and dedication of so many, and I would like to extend our deepest thanks to our partners here, architects, engineers, construction teams, our Wells team members who are so instrumental to us in this journey. I'm truly grateful for your expertise, your drive, your support in this effort. I would also like to extend my sincere appreciation to Empire State Development and the state of New York, especially Governor Hochul and her staff, the Chautauqua County Industrial Development Agency, and the local Dunkirk community leadership behind Mayor Kate. Thank you. Thank you and your teams have shown us unwavering support and collaboration. Your belief in our vision and your commitment to creating a thriving business environment have been instrumental in making this project a reality. So as we get started on this journey, we look forward to continuing to build Dunkirk as an essential part of Wells, one that echoes that of our own hometown in Lamar's, Iowa, known as the ice cream capital of the world. I've never been more excited about our future. Our journey here in Dunkirk is just beginning. On behalf then of our 4,000 colleagues nationwide, I offer our sincere thank you to you for your support and your commitment as we see this through together. Let's celebrate as we continue our journey of bringing joy, sweetening lives both here and across the country. Thank you. And so with that, it is my privilege to welcome to the stage the Honorable Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, to share her remarks. Governor Hochul. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. What an amazing day. I am so proud to be here, basically my hometown. I think many of you know where I grew up the road in Hamburg. Anybody know where Hamburg is? Okay. If you don't, let me help you. It's right next to Orchard Park, where some important games are going to be played in a few more months. Okay. Buffalo Bills Stadium, almost done with the new stadium, so there's a lot of energy here. And what we're talking about here today is part of that story. That story of success, story of people who never stop believing in the power of this region. Because I'm the first governor from this part of our state since the 1800s. And I am so proud of my friends here in Western New York. And I am fortunate not just to be governor, but also have an extraordinary team that works with me every single day. I want to give a special shout out to our Commissioner of Agriculture, Richard Ball, who was here just a short time ago, as I sent him here after tornadoes came to this area, Chautauqua and Erie County, and I said, go visit our farmers, make sure they're okay. The ones up the road, I went to school with. Those are my high school classmates, the Mamosers, the Zittles, and everybody. I said, make sure they're okay. And I want to thank him for traveling every corner of the state to take care of our agriculture, because that is everything to us and our identity. Let's give a round of applause to Richard Ball. And it doesn't help happen without Empire State Development, an entity that has funded transformational projects in every corner of our state, and it comes down to leadership. And I want to give a special shout out to our CEO and president, who is everywhere all the time, making sure that we are investing in projects that'll help communities prosper, help our businesses, and create a pro-business climate here in the state of New York. That is Hope Knight. Let's give her a round of applause. We have our county executive, P.J. Wendles, who I just talked about on the phone about the surveying the damage. We work closely together through the pandemic and a lot of other challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, a great champion for this area, our county executive, P.J. Wendle. I know Senator Borello couldn't make it here today. He's represented, but also our Assemblymember Andy Goodell, who I just think is an incredibly fun person. I really enjoy his sense of humor. We had a chance to tour some wineries in this area, the largest contiguous grape-growing region for Concord grapes in the world. I love saying that. It's kind of a cool thing. It's like saying we're the ice cream capital. I'm declaring this the ice cream capital, by the way. I mean, I don't care about it. I'm sorry. But thank you, Andy. And to Liam. As soon as he opened his mouth, I had to say, where are you from? Because I didn't think it was Dunkirk. And when he told me he's from County Cork, I shared that my family comes from County Kerry in Ireland, and they're also dairy farmers. So this is important to me as well at a personal level to be able to celebrate this, but also know it is our dairy farmers who give us what we need to make this incredible ice cream. And I want to thank Liam Killeen for being the CEO, but also being here today. This is a very important day for all of us. I want to thank you. David Fiore, the plant manager. You've got one of the most fun jobs out there, David. I hope you have the respect of everybody here. I suspect you do, because leadership does make a difference in these jobs as well. And I'm going to say the success of this place is one of the reasons why this massive investment, the largest investment in this county, is going on right now under the leadership of these Wells individuals. I want to thank them as well. But who's doing the real work out there? I want to thank our Teamsters who are here. I want to give you all a huge round of applause. Local 264 under Brian Dickman. Brian, stand up. Let's give Brian a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I really love ice cream. I know it's ice cream month. Every day is ice cream day for me. I don't wait once a year to celebrate it. And I really do have an appreciation of how you make things sweeter, you make life sweeter. And sometimes these jobs require some level of expertise, and so I've become an expert. I spent decades in Sunday school preparing for this very day. But being here is a real treat for me, and I just cannot believe the fact that this is happening on this very day. And the people around this state love the ice cream that comes out of this factory. They just love it. This name is associated with things that just put a smile on people's faces. And I hope that makes you feel really proud. And because I'm proud of all of you, from Blue Blondie to Halo Top to Bomb Pops. It's making memories for families as well. Picnics at the beach, birthday parties, first dates. My parents' first date was at an ice cream stand not far from here. They used to come down this way all the time. So it's the largest ice cream manufacturer, private ice cream manufacturer in the United States. Do you know what that means? I mean, this is Dunkirk, this is Chautauqua County, this is New York State. But what a huge point of pride we have. And I'm so excited that they're going to start growing and to be able to continue what's going on here today. So this amount of money is extraordinary. Let me see what we've got here, some numbers. Let's see what this expansion does. 270 new jobs in this region. Let's give that a shot. We're keeping 380 jobs. How about that? And it's a $425 million project. And now this is a big deal for this area. This is a big deal for the entire state of New York. That is a lot of investment coming in. And this has the potential to continue the transformation of Chautauqua County. I was just down here a short time ago to talk about Brooks Hospital. I mean, investments like that show that this area matters. Or as I'd like to say, it punches above its weight. Not the largest population, not the largest county we have, but what is going on is enormous. And I want to just talk about what that means to us. It's building good-paying jobs and careers. And as I'm recruiting businesses to the state of New York, and you've heard of Micron coming with 50,000 jobs up in Syracuse, you know how I helped win them over? A lot of incentives, a lot of help. But I said, I know upstate New York. These are the hardest workers you're going to find anywhere in the country. They believe in going, and that is true. That is true. Because we know what a hard day of work is, but at the end of it, there's pride, there's a sense of accomplishment, there's a sense of I can take care of my family with this, and making sure that we have the good wages to support that. This is something that's personal to me. My grandpa and father and uncles all worked up the road at the steel plant. People work hard, but then they'll stay with the company. There's not, like other parts of the country, every 12 months, people are looking around for another job. This is where you build your career, your friendships, your relationships, your community. And that's what sets upstate New York apart. It is really, truly special. Families can send their kids to college if they want, or welcome them into an apprenticeship program, or work right here just like their parents did. And be able to afford not just retirement, but be able to go to a Buffalo Bills game. I mean, this is life in Western New York. So we said, we're here to help. $18 million from the state of New York to help get this over the finish line. And I'm really proud that we could do that for you. And I just want to say, we're joined by a number of journalists who are here today. Hello, journalists. They're all here to get quite the scoop here, right? This is the big scoop of the day. These are pretty bad, aren't they? You've heard of dad jokes? I'm the first mom governor of New York. Mom jokes are even worse. But you just can't beat what we're doing here today. And I'm really, really proud. I just can't say it enough that this is a big day for us. And it means that an area that I cherish, an area that I love, that I truly believe in, has really stepped up, met the challenge, show we can do the work, show we're the place where you should be, show that the communities of Fredonia and Dunkirk, and I want to acknowledge our Mayor Ferguson here as well, because I come out of local government right down the road in Hamburg. And we continue building our reputation as a place that businesses not want to just come to, but also expand in. Because success breeds success. Others will be looking at what we're doing here today to say, wow, they must know something. They're a globally known company. What's this secret place called Dunkirk, Chautauqua County? And others will start paying attention. This is exactly how it happens. And that's why this day matters. It is truly one of the sweetest days of my life. And I'm really proud to be with all of you, the hardworking men and women of Wells Ice Cream, the leadership team, and all of my team as well. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you. And with that, let me bring up our county executive, PJ Wendell.
Thank you, Governor. It truly is an honor to be here, but I can tell you one joke that isn't bad is the fact that she is no joke when it comes to bringing money and bringing success to Chautauqua County. So thank you, Governor. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know me, I'm Chautauqua County Executive PJ Wendell, and I am thrilled to be here today sharing this exciting news about Wells Enterprises and the future of manufacturing ice cream right here in Dunkirk, New York. Wells Enterprises' $250 million expansion of its Dunkirk facility, which is currently underway, will create over 200 new jobs and approximately 150 construction jobs for our community. This project will also retain another 401 jobs, keeping the employment right here in Dunkirk, New York. The facility's current production output will more than double, allowing Wells to meet the growing demand of their beloved ice cream products. Their expansion is more than just bricks and mortar. It represents Wells' dedication to our county's economic prosperity, thereby further strengthening our local economy. As the county executive of Chautauqua County, I am thrilled to see long-term commitment that Wells has made to our community and wish them continued success. This expansion project has been assisted with sales tax savings via the County of Chautauqua Industrial Development Agency, totaling $11.5 million. Pilot payments over the life of the pilot via the CCIDA, totaling $2.2 million. And property tax savings, again via the IDA, totaling $450,900. Dunkirk has a storied history as an ice cream manufacturer hub going back over 100 years. Our local plant, initially named Dunkirk Ice Cream, was ironically founded by a man named William Wells in 1914. Now, please don't confuse him with William or Fred Wells, who founded Wells Enterprises a little bit further out west in Lamar's, Iowa. But in 1996, a group of investors purchased Dunkirk Ice Cream and renamed it Fieldbrook Farms. And in 2019, Wells acquired Fieldbrook Farms. Then in 2022, Wells announced its acquisition by the Ferrero Group, an Italian confectionery manufacturing and global leader in sweet packaged food manufacturing. Wells continues Dunkirk's legacy of creating delicious frozen treats, and their long-term commitment investing in their Dunkirk manufacturing facility ensures that future generations will get to enjoy these products as well. This expansion is not just about ice cream. It is about investing in our community, creating jobs, and ensuring a sweet future for Dunkirk. I would like to thank Wells and the Ferrero Group for their commitment to our community, and let's celebrate this exciting chapter in our local history, and what time to do it, none other than National Ice Cream Month. So on behalf of myself and the residents of Chautauqua County, I would like to thank our governor. I would like to thank Wells for your investment right here in Chautauqua County. It is now my pleasure to introduce the plant manager, Mr. David Fiore.
All right. All right, good afternoon. I'm Dave Fiore. I'm the plant director here in Dunkirk. And like Liam before me, I want to make sure I thank the leaders from New York State, Empire State Development, Chautauqua County, and the city of Dunkirk for all being here and supporting this exciting future. What I really want to do is take just a few minutes to address our team and nearly 400 strong that make what we're going to do all possible. I joined Wells 5 years ago, just after our acquisition of the factory. I was definitely motivated by the opportunity, but I knew we had our work cut out for us. And boy, has this team risen to the occasion. Every one of our Wells team members, many here in the room today, have played a crucial role in bringing us to this moment. Your commitment and teamwork have made this possible. This expansion, without a doubt, is a direct reflection of each and every one of you and all of you done to set us up for our future. I want to extend my deepest appreciation to this incredible team. All your hard work, your dedication, relentless pursuit of excellence has been the driving force behind our success. And I am simply so happy to have the opportunity here with you because you are the ones that made this happen. I also would like to address the great community of Dunkirk and even broader, all of Western New York. This journey is not about just bricks and mortar. It's about relationships and partnerships with our communities that make us great. We fully believe that we are better together with the community and our company benefiting from each other's success. There's a special momentum that we have going here. And I'm just excited about the opportunities that this facility is going to provide us. Together we can achieve great things, and I'm thrilled to see what the future holds for all of us. And finally, I want to express my sincere gratitude to our Wells and Ferrero leadership. Your support for us have been unwavering with the amount of trust and support that you've given us. Your belief in Dunkirk and our team has been so inspiring for us. We're committed to earning your trust every day by creating the greatest ice cream novelties in the world and doing so with the greatest ice cream team. So this is a true testament to your confidence in us. And believe me when I say we've never been more ready to step up, step forward into our bright future. So today will definitely be known as a landmark for us, which we've had many over the last 5 years, and just the story of the Dunkirk ice cream plant. Let's celebrate not just the development of a new plant, but the continuation of a journey fueled by passion, teamwork, and a shared vision of our future. So together, we're going to build a facility that stands as a testament to our values, our commitment to quality, and our dedication to our team and our community. Thank you very much.